Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Reunion by Ghislaine Musso, first published in English by Wiedenfeld and Nicholson in 2019. Today's book is all about school reunions, lies, and buried bodies. It's 1992 on a freezing winter's night at a school in the French Riviera when Vinca Rockwell, the beautiful wild girl who everyone loves, decides to run off with Alexis, her philosophy teacher. But neither of them are ever seen or heard from again. Now fast forward to 2017 and the school's having a reunion. Thomas, now a famous writer, has returned from New York for the celebration. He would never have imagined that he'd come back to the school, but when he receives an email from his old friend Maxime, along with a press clipping about the forthcoming renovation of the school gym, Thomas knows he has to go back, because there's a body in the walls of the gym, and Thomas knows this because he and Maxime put it there. Maxime arrives in his hometown guilt-ridden. He receives a message hidden amongst his things, a note with the word revenge on it, and now Thomas is counting down his last days of freedom until his eventual arrest. His connection to the body in the walls of the gym grows stronger when a bag is found full of cash inside his old locker. But the money has nothing to do with him, and yet he recognises the bag. It belonged to his father, another teacher at the school at the time and a known philanderer. Aside from the body in the walls, was there more to the disappearance of Vinca Rockwell than Thomas realised? And was the culprit closer to home? Now, The Reunion is a taut, fast-paced thriller. The chapters are short and sharp, which keeps the pace hurtling along and the reader flicking through the pages for just one more chapter. Thomas tries to get to the bottom of the mystery of Vinca Rockwell's disappearance, and yet he gets drawn closer into the story when more and more clues emerge which implicate firstly him and then his family. Thomas was a dreamy romantic boy. He, like many others, was in love with Vinca and would look past her faults just to spend time with her. Even today, Thomas has made a career out of fiction, and yet now he needs to break through the stories and find the truth. The book twists and turns as lies pile on lies until the truth starts to come out, and none of the characters are safe from feelings of guilt and shame from a lifetime of secrets. My one criticism of the book is the character of Vinca Rockwell. I've read this type of wild young woman murder victim who's been having affairs with half of the old men in the town character far too many times, and frankly, I'm sick of it now. But one of the things I found most interesting about the book was, as I'm a similar age as the characters, many of the references to the 1990s resonated with my own experiences, despite growing up on the opposite side of the world. And this was before the internet. So if you like lies, mythic, missing girls, school reunions, the 1990s, and difficult family relationships, I recommend The Reunion by Ghislaine Musso. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.